All right, visiting with Brenda Cochran. She is the Corporate Communications Coordinator with Hot Meals USA. And Brenda, I understand you're here at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds and also Meals for the Firefighters and at the fairgrounds in Ogallala. So you probably ran on the decision-making process and coming here and getting set up.
Yes, so we actually started by providing meals last weekend for the firefighters in Oshkosh. Okay. And then when it came about that the federal government stepped in and was taking charge of the role here in the fires in Nebraska, we were called in to provide meals. We're stationed in North Platte. We're making all of our meals in North Platte. And then we have volunteer delivery drivers that are taking meals to Ogallala.
I saw that. We hate disasters to happen, but it's great to have organizations such as yourself and the Red Cross. And if people can think of Hot Meals USA as kind of like a Red Cross centered on the meals, providing the meals for the firefighters, the ones that are actually on the front lines.
Yes, we are a nonprofit based in Kearney, Nebraska, and we respond in times of disasters. We provide meals for victims, volunteers, and first responders for as long as we're needed.
So this and it has to be pretty gratifying now that you're meeting an immediate need that we all have, but especially for people, in this awful situation where they're fighting fires, and it's hard to imagine what that would be like. But getting to meet that need has to be just tell me how that feels.
It is very gratifying to be able to help out the firefighters that are here fighting the fires in Nebraska. We've responded all over the country. We've been in Nebraska as well as Iowa, South Dakota, Kentucky, Georgia. But it feels a little more special to be right here in central to western Nebraska to help out the firefighters that are helping our own communities.
Yeah. So you make the meals for those that you have tables set up that they can eat here, but you also are boxing meals twice a day for morning and evening for them to take with them on their shifts.
Yes, so we provide a hot breakfast, and those are firefighters come in and eat right here in our location. We've got tables set up for that, and then we also send that hot breakfast to Ogallala, and then we provide boxed lunches that the firefighters take out into the field that they eat during lunch or their overnight shift. And then we provide that hot supper here in North Platte as well as Ogallala.
Okay.
Again.
About how many are you serving per day?
Our plan is to serve 600 meals three times a day.
So that's a lot of work right now. I caught you at a downtime, but I'm sure over the meal periods, it's extremely busy.
It does get pretty busy. We have volunteers that come at every shift to help us in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. We can't do what we do without our volunteers, so it's been wonderful to see the community respond. We've had people from actually a variety of cities in Nebraska here that have come, but majority of them are from right here in North Platte, and it's been great to have that response. We are constantly prepping food. Right now it's 10 o'clock in the morning and we're preparing supper for tonight and getting some breakfast stuff ready for tomorrow morning so that we're always that one step ahead to make sure that we have the food that's needed at the right time.
A lot of moving parts, and you got to have the people to do this, obviously, and the food. So I guess you just get good after doing this a lot and what it takes to serve a lot of meals in a short period of time.
So we do take what we've learned from every experience, but every experience is also something new, and we always learn something new and we figure out something new every time. But it's definitely a learning experience every time we go out.
Yeah. Well, at least Mother Nature has provided great weather for you, and you're even going to get a little bit on the warm side the next couple of days.
Yes, the mornings have been chilly, the evenings have been chilly, but the afternoon weather has been wonderful and the wind hasn't been too bad. So we're just hoping that that's the same for the firefighters as well.
Okay. We've been speaking with Brenda Cochran with Hot Meals USA. Brenda, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time, and thanks for all the great things you're doing helping out the firefighters in the area.
Thanks for telling our story.